Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Our goal on this podcast being to let you know all the inside scoop on real estate that nobody ever saw on HGTV or heard about in a pre-licensing class. And by the way, Jared, I didn't tell you, this is the first episode ever that is sponsored by Lee Brown University, which is my new online training course for realtors, and I will teach them all the things that I know. So it might actually be training that would help people, especially coming into a strange market. So anyway, Jared, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. Thank you so much. I'm actually watching the live stream on my second monitor. It's great to see the other side of your desk.
Oh my gosh, that's right, because I don't always show that side of the desk.
We always see your bookcase.
Now you see all the secrets. So, you know, they're good secrets. Now tell our listeners what part of Texas you're in, because as we know, it's a big place. You know, remember that old slogan from the 50s, the sun has risen, the sun has set, and here I is in Texas yet. So tell them where you're located, how long you've been in real estate, and anything they should know that would tell them who you are.
Well, I have quite a little bit I have a diverse background. I am in Houston, but I always tell people my license is for the state of Texas. So I do business in Austin and San Antonio, and we are opening up an office in the Dallas area in the coming 12 to 24 months. I've been in real estate for 5 years. I was an airline pilot prior to that, a glorified bus driver, got tired of people's nasty attitudes in the sky. Money wasn't great and the schedule sucked. So goodbye airplanes. And before that, I buried dead people. My first job in real estate was selling cemetery plots.
Okay, so I'm glad you weren't burying living people. That's good to know.
True. That is good.
I do find the transition between being a pilot and a realtor to be fascinating, because you still get to deal with some nasty, unreasonable people and work crazy hours. But on another note, do you Instagram at all?
I do.
Do you follow the account Passenger Shaming?
I should. I don't. I have one called People of the Airports.
Oh my gosh, passenger shaming was started by flight attendants, and it's all the bad things that people do, including feet on the bulkhead, and their hashtag is respect the bulkhead. So anyway, you should check it out.
I will definitely look that up.
So now 5 years in real estate makes you a survivor, because as we know, in real estate, it's estimated that 85% of licensees quit within the first 2 years. So talk to us before you tell us your crazy story. We have a lot of listeners from a really broad range of experience in real estate. What would you say is the one thing that helped you get past that 2 year mark that helped you dig in and survive?
Well, Property Spark just posted an interview with me this last week, and I explained to them in their interview that, you know, I came to Houston with the airline. I didn't have a lot of connections, so my business wasn't a referral business. So like your show, I came up with crazy shit to make myself stand out. And so I've done anything from drag open houses, which I did one 2 weeks ago, as her name is Jazana Stranger. She's on Facebook. Think about the name for a minute. Not PC, but it is her name. I also have an ad with her, and she is standing in front of a home. It says, is your home a total drag? Use the realtor who will take you from drag to fab. And so I do just crazy stuff to get on the news, get in the newspapers. I was with iHeartRadio for 2.5 years and had a real estate show with them. That helped. I'm just outside the box. You know, I didn't come from a sales background. I don't consider this a sales job. This is a profession, and I take it as such. I'm not out, no offense to those who sell cars, but my brother-in-law does, so I can talk about him. You know, it's a cutthroat, and real estate can be cutthroat, especially here in the Houston. Any type of probably larger market areas is pretty cutthroat. I've learned to watch my back. I've learned to watch my friends and my associations, and I've grown from, you know, moving here with the airline, not knowing anybody, to doing pretty darn well, I would say, for the most part, in 5 years.
Okay, so before you tell your crazy story, you're going to have to tell me more about drag open houses, because I would fly to Houston to go to this open house.
So what we did was, my broker, I left a big box brokerage. I was with RE/MAX, I believe you are as well. I left the big box brokerage for a marketing firm called Pogi, which means sexy or handsome in Vietnamese. So that's the name of our marketing and real estate firm, Pogi Realty, here in Houston. And he thrives on diversity and wants a niche of every little type of personality. And when he found out about the drag thing, he just totally lost his shit, literally. I'm assuming that word's okay because it's part of your show's name.
Oh, I forgot to tell you the rules. You and I were talking before we started the show. I forgot to give him the rules, y'all. There's only two rules for the show. Obviously, you people know I'm salty. That's my life. But no F-bombs, GDs, or see you next Tuesdays because those are the ugly words. And right. If there's any guilty parties, don't use any real names. And so you haven't said anything hateful or ugly, so perfect. You're good there. And just, I like how you're making yourself a note not to say hateful, ugly things. And
I am. I'm having to write it down because you never know.
Look, he's a good student. He's writing it down. Don't say the three ugly words. And by the way, y'all got to stop talking so much smack about those of us with salty language because it's been proven that we are highly intelligent.
Highly intelligent. I sent that one to my Pentecostal Bible-thumping mother. And I said, you just got to just accept it. You created a potty mouth with a great heart and an open mind.
Oh, see, that's so sweet. But, you know, the Lord did create everything. So in my mind, that means he also created the fun language.
Yeah, the fun language was definitely created by somebody inspired.
It was actually Jesus when he went through the temple and everybody was on his nerves and he was throwing tables around. I don't think he walked through calmly. I'm just going to be honest about that. So anyway, we were talking about you're changing brokerages to get to a greater source of diversity, and somebody lost their shit. That we had a long rabbit hole after saying lost your shit.
Right. Well, I don't know if you can see through here, but that's her.
She's beautiful. I need her to show me how to do eye makeup. Is she available for lessons?
Definitely. I actually learned. I got into that. I was furloughed from the airline for 2 years out in the Southern California area, and I did her had a show at Hamburger Mary's. I don't know if y'all have them out there. If you've been to one. It's like a burger joint / bar. Had a show out there called The Ho Must Go On. So, anyways.
I would be in the front row every week for The Ho Must Go On. Let's
I would make
honest.
It rain, girl. Make it rain.
You know, I took my dad to a drag show one time, and he'd never been to one. And I've never seen my daddy laugh so hard and have so much fun in his life. He just didn't know how much fun it was. Anyway.
People don't know what they're missing out on. But anyway, so that's kind of where I'm coming from and where we're at now. We're just trying to incorporate anything and everything that we can to stand out and make a difference. Another thing that we do is each agent in our office selects a charity or whatnot that they want to participate with. Mine is animals because I honestly like animals probably more than I like people a lot of the time. So,
hey, listen, if you're one of Jared's clients, he's not talking about y'all. He's talking about the random people from the house. It's not you. He loves you. So carry on.
Yeah, but I love my animals. And so we contribute a portion of each commission, each sale towards our charities. And so that is mine. I'm with a no-kill shelter here in the Houston area. That's the skinny.
Okay, so I love all of these things that are going on. And frankly, that's a great way to think about the future of real estate, too, because I think we all know the future of real estate is the firms that understand there's lots of different ways to reach different parts of the public, and the public we serve is not homogenous, and neither are agents, and neither should be our marketing strategies.
Absolutely. And that's what I really appreciate. And that was the biggest, because I was content. I was very happy with where I was at. Loved my broker. Still do. We left on good terms, which is always a good thing. If you do decide to leave your firm, be a man or a woman and stand up and have a meeting face to face with them and don't leave on negative terms. I was actually shocked. She told me, you would be surprised how many agents, they said, we check our roster about every 3 to 4 days and people will just change their license and nobody knows. They're just out and gone. And I think that's really disrespectful and a really poor way to do business because, I mean, this is a small, tight-knit community in each city and even worldwide. I mean, you had Tim Herr on last year. In fact, I did a deal with him. We did a referral thing together. So we know each other across the country. And, you know, you burn that bridge, it's hard to – you're not just burning one bridge. You're probably burning more than one.
That's true because a lot of us get lonely in real estate, and so we only have each other, so we need something to talk about, and that something is the behavior of others. Not that I would gossip or talk smack about people, but I know people who do. So, Jared, we are totally rabbit-holing here, and we know the premise of the show is to tell us a crazy story about something
crazy
that happened in your life in real estate, and you probably could have done the whole episode just on having drag open houses, but if that's a basic of your business, there has to be something really good that our listeners will be fascinated by.
Okay, so I've got one for you. You had Tiffany, I don't know how to pronounce her name, DeLucia on, referring to, do you remember the dead body in the septic system?
Yes, I do, because septic systems bother me in general. That was something else.
In general. Right. So my story is a little bit along that lines, minus the dead body. We had gone in to list a home for a client who had passed away. The family was out of state, so the funeral home had come in, removed the body, all of that. We go in. There were canisters, like milk jugs of urine, all over the house. There were dead animals, a cat, we think, and a dog. And so, I mean, covered. I mean, hoarder style covered mason jars all over. And I don't know if he was preparing for the apocalypse or what the deal was. And so I got the family members on the phone and I probably said something a little insensitive. And they said, well, what do you think he can go for? And I said, how much work do you want to do? And they go, well, what do you recommend? I said, do you have a match? Burn the sucker down. Anyways, didn't get that listing, but probably... You know, probably better off not.
That's the punchline you never hear on HGTV, you know? Didn't get the listing.
Didn't get the listing. And I'm really not that butthurt about it. So it was filthy mess. Like, I felt like I could not shower enough to get the off.
But here's the reality. I mean, as a professional realtor, there are going to be situations that you walk into where it's somebody that you can't help. And granted, we all have to do better on sensitivity. It's something we all work on in dealing with the general public.
I know.
Sometimes your filter vanishes when there's jars and jugs of urine laying around because, I mean, unless you're a urologist, that's probably not part of your daily life.
Even then, probably not.
You're thinking about this. You've got hoarding stuff around the house. You've got urine. And they're thinking that things are just going to sell because what can you get for it indicates that they think it's going to sell as it is. Now, granted, right. We all know you could price any property at a dollar and it would sell. So it's all about the number. But there's also the reality that you may not be the right realtor for every situation.
I agree with that. Yeah, that's something that I've learned. You don't have to take on every client. Every client is not a good fit for you.
What happened next with these people? Did you help connect them to another realtor in the market or were they interviewing? And so you just welcomed the opportunity for them to give their business to someone else?
I welcome the opportunity for them to give the business elsewhere. I did put them in touch with a company that comes in and does handle scenarios like that and got a nice little referral gift card, you know, paid for a couple of tanks of gas. But yeah, I walked away from it. And I've learned the longer I'm in it, there's not everybody's meant for every situation.
Well, it's a lot like dating. I mean, we talk about how relationships are a great correlation to real estate, and you didn't marry the first person you dated in most instances because
Correct.
You're trying to figure out what the right fit is. And in real estate, the longer you're in the game and you're working with people in the public, you find out that it's very similar in that a lot of them will be a good fit, but not all of them will be. And to me, the mark of a professional is doing what you did. You saw their needs, realized it wasn't a fit for your business model, and then you connected them to somebody who could get them to the next step because it was the right thing to do for them. And I'm fairly sure you did not do it for a gas card. That was just...
that was just an added bonus.
Well, thank you very much.
Right. So I totally agree. And like I said, I've learned that, you know, when I first got into it, I left a paycheck every 2 weeks to maybe a paycheck every other month initially starting off. And so you're not always in it for the money. And I think if you take the right approach with people, I'm pretty blunt and pretty honest with my clients up front. Some appreciate it, some don't, but it's just who I am. And that's the nature of my personality. I don't want to waste their time, and I definitely don't have time to be wasted on my end either. You know, I really approach each situation, each scenario with clients, looking at their individual needs and seeing if I can deal, if I can help, if I can be of service to them. And that's what you were talking about on a live stream a couple of weeks ago. You know, how are we going to beat the artificial intelligence? How are we going to beat these brokerages that are coming in and doing percent listing fees? We have to provide added value and added service. And if you can't meet that client's needs, then you need to have the basic knowledge or basic understanding that not every client is going to be a perfect fit for you.
If there's a realtor out there who wants to reach out to you for information on what you're doing, I'm going to guess that you're the sharing kind of realtor that would tell them how to pull off a drag open house. And if somebody who's looking to buy or sell in Houston, San Antonio, Austin, or Dallas would like to be connected to you or your agents, there must be a way for them to reach you, Jared. What's the best way for people to find you in the world?
All of my contact is online. You can find me on Facebook, Jared Anthony, J-A-R-E-D, like the jeweler, Anthony. And I used to say the subway guy, but then he's ended up in jail with, you know. So we'll stick with the jeweler. And anyways, Jared Anthony, my website is ichoosejared.com, ICHOOSEJARED.com. And then you can always call or text 832-570-5726.
Okay, my favorite part of your phone number is when you did the 832, you went 570. Your head did the... So now we know the 570 shake is a Jared thing, so when you choose Jared. But look, realtors, I know y'all are listening to this. Public people, y'all are enjoying this, riding down the road, sitting in your car, doing a little jog in the neighborhood. You didn't write anything down. It's all right, because all of Jared's information will be in the show notes for this episode, so you can reach out to him for anything related to real estate in his area, or just to make a contact with somebody who understands real estate doesn't have to look like it does everywhere, and different is good. Jared, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. And
I had fun.
Listen, when I come to Houston next time, you're going to have a drag open house just so I can enjoy the heck out of it, because my favorite drag queen, she died 14 years ago, Miss Kitty. She was amazing. And so I always go to drag shows and raise a glass to Miss Kitty. So
yes, ma'am.
Thank you for what you do for realtors around you, building those relationships, and for being on the show.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun, and it was early, especially after last night, but we are on track to move on and make great things happen.
So if you're listening to this or watching it and you've got your own story to tell about life in real estate, and you're a broker, investor, inspector, lender, realtor, or a normal human being who just dealt in real estate, give me a shout at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the networks to be featured in a future episode of the podcast. And if you want more information on Lee Brown University, you can go to leebrown.com and click on the correct links to get signed up. And until then, we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.